Hey, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 34 of True Believers. Last week, we gave you the rundown on the Matt Reeves, the Batman, and this week, we're giving you a review of Elektra, a highly questionable movie from 2005.
Elektra Natchios was created by Frank Miller and made her first appearance in Daredevil number 168. After being killed in the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie, and according to IMDb, Elektra the Warrior survives a near-death experience, becomes an assassin for hire, and tries to protect her two latest targets, a single father and his young daughter, from a group of supernatural assassins.
Yeah, okay. All right. I guess that's a one way to say what happened in this movie.
Child, everything happened in this movie. They were just coming up with stuff at some point.
Literally, it was like, what else can we add to this plot just to make it?
And also, I forgot how hideous her final battle outfit is. Like, she has this like corset on, and it's like the fact that she had on a little corset that wouldn't have bothered me, except for the fact that it didn't go all the way down to her pants. So her stomach was exposed, and then it had a point. So I'm like, is this a flimsy corset? You know, so it's just useless as a corset, you know, and it's just there for fashion. Or is like the lining, the boning of this corset digging into your stomach? How are you flipping around wearing this outfit?
I feel like it's more of the second one. Like, it's probably just digging into her stomach. Because that shit does not look comfortable at all. I just pulled it up. Like, I mean, it looks nice for fashion, but you can't fight in that. It doesn't even make sense.
It does not look nice for fashion. It looks very cheap. Especially because she got on these leather pants. How you gonna have on, like, a satin corset and leather pants?
It's a different time in 2005.
It's a different time. It's a different era.
Wrist thingies that she's wearing. What do you call it? Does that even have a name? Or is this just a weird fashion thing they did?
I don't know what you're looking at.
Like these little wrap around her wrist forearm things.
Oh yeah. I just thought they were like bandages because she's like a ninja or something. I don't know what my fashion choice. Oh my god. Okay. This is random, but that lady, the Typhoid Mary lady, is she Asian or is she white? And she just looks very ethnic. What's up with that?
Which lady are you talking about?
The poison lady. That's her name. Her name is Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just Googled this woman and she's from Norway. Okay. She's one of the most ethnic looking white people I've ever seen.
Well, she's Malaysian. Her mom is Malaysian, it says.
Oh, okay. 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 That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So this movie, it was like, it's a fun enough movie, but it is insane. Once you start thinking too deeply about the movie, you just lose the plot.
The plot lost itself along the way. After like the first 20 minutes, it's like, what the fuck is happening in this movie? But it is fun to watch. It's one of those things that you can sit there, put on in the background type of movies. Definitely don't get invested.
If you get invested, you're only going to get confused. You want to know something funny? Speaking of getting invested, early mid 2000s obsessions was Kyle XY, the thing about the guy with no belly button.
Yeah, the belly button.
I could not tell you a single second of what the plot was, but I was invested at the time. It wasn't like me in Smallville, where to this day I could, if you ask me who farted in episode 3 of season 7, I could be like, oh, it was Oliver, of course. And then checkmate happened. You know, Kyle XY, it left no lasting imprint in my brain, but I was enraptured. Anyway, the girl, the little girl from Elektra, yeah, Abby,
I feel
she was in Kyle XY.
Way. Oh, that's where that was why. But no, I feel the exact same way about this movie. I don't remember really anything that happened in this movie, but I know I was having a good time. I liked watching Jennifer Garner just flipping around.
I just think it's because Elektra as a movie, it had no impact. And it's just the fact that I have to battle people who say that Halle Berry's Catwoman movie is worse than Elektra. First of all, neither one of them are as bad as Daredevil. But second of all, at least people know what happened to Halle Berry's Catwoman.
We all remember that one. I don't remember anything in Elektra. I remember that, I don't remember who the villain was. I just remember that he moved really weird. He was like really fast for no reason.
It was Yun Lee as Kirigi. Will Yun Lee is, everybody knows who he is, even if they don't know his name, because literally this man is in everything. Even right now, he's on this doctor show. I think it might be The Good Doctor, but I'm not 100% sure. And he had, boy, you know, them flips. It's, I want to say Natalie Maines and Reese Witherspoon were notorious for this early 2000s flip. And so was Will. Because when I tell you his hair will be flipped out, flipped for the gods, like flipped to death. That was him, even in this movie. And I'm like, I'm not doing battle with no. You got a fresh blowout, homie. Your priorities are skewed. This man and his daughter, they're being pursued by the hand. The hand's being led by Master Roshi, who's played by this man who is literally in everything.
Okay. The hand is like one of my favorite things. For some reason, I just love the hand. You know, it's a fun thing in all comic books and usually a lot of adaptations. This one was kind of an odd one. I still was feeling it, though. Like, you know how when they just die and disappear. I loved it in this movie.
I think they did that to cut down on the rating. And honestly, I really love that. They were like, shh, and then we're gonna keep this PG-13.
Yeah, because I remember like whenever they first show up in the house with the guy and his daughter and whatever. I don't really remember what their names are, but she like stabs
Mark and Abby.
Mark and Abby. But Jennifer Garner, Elektra, stabs one in the corner and it just poof. And I was like, oh, here we go. Then now we're in for a good time. I loved it.
My favorite part of this is that before rewatching this movie, I forgot that Terrence Stamp plays Stick. Mm-hmm. And I love Terrence Stamp. He's one of those people, though. Like, you know how I'm scared of Tony Todd, but like, I think Tony Todd's handsome and I think he's like a really great actor. I would love to meet him. But if he showed up behind me, I would swing first. Like, don't talk from behind.
Bah! Yeah.
You'll be mad.
Jack Nicholson, too. I just don't. He's terrifying.
Like, I would be excited. You know, I would be happy as hell to meet you. And do not come up behind me.
Just give me a little bit of warning, you know?
Like, we're going to be in fight or flight. And I'm a flightless bird. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I heard it on TikTok. And I was like, what is this audio from?
I love that. But Terrence Stamp kind of killed it as Stick.
He was giving Blind Ninja.
He was, as best you could in 2005, because these, I'm telling you, these special effects were very, very 2005.
When I tell you, though, he had experience, though, to be fair. He was a ringer. Like, this wasn't even his most major superhero movie role.
Terrence Stamp quite famously plays General Zod in Superman 2.
I don't know.
I don't know what I was about to say.
See, they should have put me in the writer's room for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, because it was trash. And I was like, Colin Farrell should have just been Grindelwald, because him as the villain, he don't never play villain, you know what I'm saying? Him as the villain, oh, it would have ate down. He'd be like, I have the entire world at my feet. I'd be like, yes, they'll be at your feet.
That was a really weird segue. I don't know how you got to that point of Colin Farrell and Fantastic Beasts.
Because I'm still not over Colin Farrell as the Penguin. I said he's never really given villain. He's going to do a little Penguin miniseries. I just got the news from Twitter that HBO Max ordered one. Or at least, you know, an idea. It's in production. So he'll either get it or he won't. But either way, if he does, I'll be watching. Because I love Colin Farrell. And quiet is kept. I love the Penguin, too. I love just brazen villainy. People in Gotham City, they be whole criminals and have the nerve to. It's like Kingpin in Marvel. Like, you a whole criminal. Everybody knows. Who's going to check you?
Literally. Yeah.
It's like, you be in jail every other week. Charges don't stick, so you leave.
Yeah, everybody knows who Kingpin is. Nobody fucks with him because they know who Kingpin is.
Or like Lex Luthor. Everybody knows Lex Luthor's a criminal. This motherfucker was the president of the United States. Because if you can't make he beat the charges like Rocky. His lawyers are goated. Like, his lawyer is probably Method Man off power, because that's the only way.
When you have that much money, you can do whatever, unfortunately. It's just, Andrew, it is what it is.
Andrew, I really do need you to start watching Power for Real, mostly because you want to be a lawyer, and I feel like you would enjoy all these unethical lawyer practices, but Method Man be having me dead. At one point, he got this woman on the stand and started calling her a hoe in different words. He was like, and what about your sexual relationship with so-and-so and with so-and-so and with this and with one of your students, because the whole testimony hinged on her credibility. And he was like, something, or with me. And I was like, Method Man, aren't you trying to seduce me through the screen? Everybody felt like that, though, because he trended for it like a whole day after. But he outright, while this was his
phony. What are you even? Because, you are just all over the place right now.
Sorry. This was his phony baloney. Because he said Freaky Zeke.
while this woman was testifying, he was like, they call him Freaky Ziki. And I was like, pardon?
In 3 minutes, you have talked about Elektra, General Zod, Tapinguan, and now Power. Like, what the fuck are you on about?
This movie was not interesting enough to talk about anything else. The coolest part, honestly, was the beginning. Was the beginning where that man who looks like, I don't remember who the British guy is that I think he looks like, but he's not the British guy that I think he looks like. And he's the American guy who looks like the British guy. Where he was like, they say that when Elektra kills you, she comes and whispers in your ear. And I was like, what kind of freaky fantasy is that? And then she was like, something, something. In his ear. And I was like, what was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of you doing that?
Are we at the very beginning of the movie?
Yes, was that. And then the guy with the tattoos, like, those were the most interesting parts of this. Oh, and the fact that Elektra can see the future.
I don't remember that. I clearly wasn't paying attention.
You weren't, because she saw the future all up and through the movie. Like, I'm pretty sure Elektra can see the future anyway. Not well. What do you call that? Precognition? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Where she just get a little flash and she's like, oh damn, the future is about to suck. I make my own future though. I'm Elektra Nachios.
I make my own future. Good for that's giving Britney.
It was supposed to
destiny.
It's giving fantasy perfume.
Oh, so happy for her. I don't know. I like Elektra like as a character. This movie's good, not great. Yeah, what else can you say about it? Like,
it's fun. I had a good time while watching it. Like I like watching the people disappear. I like, you know, just watching her kill people with no consequences. Personally, if I was an assassin, honestly, I would, you know, I would have just retired. I probably would have only took 3 hits because if she was having half delivered to one country, half delivered to the other country, and after she had took her cut in cash, like she had shmoney. I'd probably only need about 4 hits to make myself happy.
I think if I was an assassin, I would want to work for the Hand because they're pretty cool, right? And they can come back to life if they need to. So it is what it is. You don't really die.
I like being the master of my own destiny. I'd be like Deadshot. No money, no honey, baby.
Couldn't be me because I would die quick. The second Batman shows up or Elektra shows up or anybody,
Deadshot was whipping Batman's ass. We all saw Suicide Squad. Go, Will Smith.
Go, Will Smith. Oh, I just
I love Will Smith's 4 roles, and that was my favorite, Big Willie style.
I think Will Smith's best role. You know what? I read an article the other day that was like 10 actors who play the same role in every movie, and I was like, okay, who is it? And then Will Smith was one of them, and I was like, no, he doesn't.
That's not fair, because Will Smith has, I don't want to say he plays the same role or he even acts the same way, but he has like 4 archetypes of characters that he wants to play. That's the fairer thing to say, because Will Smith, he's a great actor who can give a transformative, evocative performance. Like he did with Ali, where he was robbed for that Oscar, because he became Muhammad Ali. Okay, he can become you. He just don't want to. He want to do Big Willie style, and I love it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he is a great actor. So to say that is just not fair. He's going to get paid for doing the same parts because he gets paid a lot for it. Why would you not, right?
And that's what people like to see. Like, I love Bad Boys. I love Mike Lowrey.
We all, listen, if I made even half of what he made, I would never do another role again.
It's like when I told you I wanted to be an actress and you were like, can you pay this tuition? You're like, my wants are simple. I could make my own way in the world. I just need, you know.
You to pay for it. But seriously, like, it's so stupid. Will Smith doesn't deserve that kind of thing. Some of the other actors on the role or list, definitely.
Who else was on there?
What is her name? We were just talking about her. The Hunger Games girl.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. Yeah, she was on there. Who else? I don't remember. I just remember Will Smith stuck out because I was like, that's not fair.
I don't know. I just, he doesn't deserve that, especially because, first of all, the Big Willie style method of acting, it covers a broad spectrum of roles. I mean, he could play Mike Lowrey, whatever that dude's name was in Wild Wild West. It's Jim West. I know that because, you know, the Wild Wild West song is my go-to get drunk and do karaoke song. Jim West, Taming the West.
Yeah.
It covers Agent J, all that.
And he's done, we just talked about him too, Deadshot, you know.
Oh, and let's not forget, what are we? Some kind of Suicide Squad.
That movie with the aliens.
Independence Day?
Oh, that one. That's not the one I was thinking. Not aliens, they're like the fairy creatures.
fairy creature. Oh, Bright. What's funny is Bright, like critics hated Bright, but every person I've ever spoken to is like, where is Bright 2? And apparently, did you know they released on YouTube? It's like, you know how The Last Witch Hunter is one of my favorite movies, especially one of my favorite Vin Diesel movies. And I was like, there's this stuff they didn't explain. And then if you look on YouTube, they had a whole explanation about what all the stuff was that came out before the movie. And I was like, why did they play that before the movie? They did the same thing with Bright, where they explained the orcs and like their farmer hero, King Man, and the whole background. And they just released an anime for Bright like last year, but ain't released no Bright 2. When is Bright 2 coming out? That's the real question we need to get to.
Really, that movie was so good. And yeah, it has like 27% on Rotten Tomatoes, but these people don't count. Usually low Rotten Tomatoes makes a good movie.
Like it's one of those things, like every person I've ever spoken to is like, this movie is good.
I think it was just ahead of its time. So people at the time were like, nah, critics at the time.
Like Jennifer's Body. Critics be hating on Will Smith though.
And Jennifer's Body, Megan Fox, they hate on Megan Fox for no reason.
They just mad at her because she's pretty.
And she's weird.
You know, we didn't know she was weird until like this past year though, so.
Yeah, that really kind of changed everything for me because, you know, I love Megan Fox. But yeah, she still gets hate on.
Yeah, for no see, reason. Bright, if you look on Rotten Tomatoes, though, the critics is 27%, but the audience score is 83%.
That sounds right. Because everybody loves it except
haters. Critics.
Haters. Yeah. Okay. Jennifer's Body is 45% on Rotten Tomatoes, but 84% like the film.
Yep.
Sounds
about right. And you know what? Speaking of Will Smith and how he gets unfairly hated by critics, you know that movie Gemini Man that came out? That movie's great.
That movie was great. Oh, I loved that movie.
It's like, okay, hold on. Apparently they done announced that they're making a Hancock 2 and a Karate Kid 2.
Okay, they should.
Jaden Smith Karate Kid 2. I feel like maybe they should have done that if or maybe, I don't know if Jaden's going to be in it, but you know, Will produced the first one, so it's on his IMDb. It's about after the sudden death of Dre's old kung fu instructor, Mr. Han, young kung fu champion Dre Parker must learn the dark stepstones of how to become a good instructor and teach his old fellow enemies a little more than respect. That implies that Jackie Chan is dead, so I will not be participating. But they also probably should have done this before we all knew Jaden was weird. Like, no offense to Jaden Smith, but all I see when I think about you is real lies.
To be fair, I never saw the first one, so I don't even know if it was good, but everybody else says it's good. I love Jackie Chan. I just never saw it. You don't know why.
Oh, if you want to see a really good Jackie Chan movie, you should watch The Foreigner. It's him and Pierce Brosnan. It's so good.
Oh my God. Did you know, like, they were trying to cancel that one movie, Rush Hour, with Jackie Chan, and it's like...
Oh, because the director is a raper?
Oh, because they were like, something about how... it's racist now, and they make a bunch of stereotypes, which they do, but you can't cancel those movies, you know?
First of all, I'm not canceling those movies, but not because of anything moral, because I already own them. Like, it's something I already have, you know what I'm saying? So I can't cancel something that I already spent money on. And it's impossible.
Listen, it was a different time, and they're funny still. I don't know. What else can you say about Elektra? We kind of went off on a point. There's nothing else to say about Elektra.
We just, you know, it's giving the fandom optimist. Okay. We had our topic and just went off on a tangent. Are you excited movie. For the Moon Knight show coming out?
Am I excited for the Moon Knight show? It has Oscar Isaac, right? That's a reason to be excited.
I'm not interested in Moon Knight like on a regular time. What I am interested in, they finally released the trailer for the Moon Girl show, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, produced by Lawrence Fishburne.
Unfortunately, I am not very excited for that one. I just have low expectations. I love Moon
Girl. No, you don't have to have high expectations. It's a cartoon and it's for kids. So
I'm just not excited for that one. I want it to be good. I really do. And I'm going to watch it. I'll probably watch that before I watch Moon Knight, if we're being honest.
It's one of those things, like, I saw a bunch of grown people on the internet. They were like, it looked terrible, the animation, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, first of all, it's not for you. It's for Black girls. It's for us. And then I was like, but also, like, I don't get people who are adults who are, like, heavily invested in kids' media and, like, want it to be adults' media. You know what I'm saying?
You're not saying that about you. Teen Titans Go.
Oh, no, usually when I say that, I'm talking about Power Rangers, because people want Power Rangers. They want Power Rangers to be violent so bad. And I'm like, y'all should have watched the 2017 movie. If y'all wanted to see, you know, y'all wanted PG-13 Power Rangers, you should have watched it.
Even I watched it, and it was actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Like,
I don't know as much about Star Wars. Star Wars. Sorry, I was
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers.
I don't know. I know a lot about Power Rangers. I'm something of a Power Rangers fan myself, but like, I would never watch TV Power Rangers and be mad at them for not catering to me, a 25-year-old woman, when the average viewer of Power Rangers is 7.
It reminds me of whenever they got mad about Sesame Street recently, and I was like, I don't even remember what it was, but I was like, you do know this Bert is for kids? Probably, but we all been new.
Oh, or was it when they added in that? Oh, I remember when they added in the Black Dad Muppet, the new black kid Muppet and his black dad. They was mad. I was like, yeah, Muppets can't be black.
See, how are you going to get mad about Sesame Street, who has always been rather progressive, right? That's what the thing is. So why are you going to get mad about it now?
The thing that hurts my feelings about it, though, is like as a black person to come online and see stuff like that is so disheartening. To like, you can't even escape it. People are like, oh, just don't go online. But it's like everywhere. And it's like people are just mad at, how can people be mad at you for just being black? That's insane. Like when they were mad at John Boyega for being a stormtrooper, they were like, stormtrooper should be white. I was like, what?
Was he even a real stormtrooper? I don't know. I don't want to get
into Star Wars. He was a real stormtrooper.
But back to that, like, just don't go online. What if I want to scroll through Twitter, you know? Am I not supposed to just because y'all want to say some nasty shit?
And it's like, first of all, I wasn't expecting to see that. Like, I remember I Googled, what was it? I Googled an actor, right? And then I saw, like, do you know what Mr. Popo is?
I know I've heard it before, but I can't think of what that is. No.
Okay, so Mr. Popo is like a racial caricature character from Dragon Ball Z. I don't know how to explain to you what it looks like because I don't know a word for that. That's not a slur.
I just looked it up. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so tell me why somebody was like, oh, I fan cast X, Y. I don't remember who the actor was, but they were like, oh, if they made a live action Dragon Ball Z, they should definitely play Mr. Popo. And I was like,
yikes.
And it's just stuff like that, and it's constant. Like, that's the whole internet. Or, like, did you see that crazy white guy who was talking about how there weren't any good white people in the Batman?
What does that even mean?
With no eyebrows. He said there were no good white people. He didn't talk like that, but, like, I'll find the video for you. But he have no eyebrows. The video was wild. I was just like, what? Because, and it's always, like, people think that by exposing these people or, like, by retweeting onto their Twitter accounts to quote tweet talk bad about them that they're being progressive or whatever, and it's like, as a black person, I have no desire to see that. Like, to go online and be reminded every day that people like just straight up hate you is crazy, because like I was just minding my business.
I was about to say that exact same thing. You can't even just mind your own business anymore. It's not that serious. Plus the Batman was really good, so
exactly. And you know what's the funniest thing I've ever seen about it, though, was on Twitter. This guy said it seems like the Batman was already written and they added in somebody's tweets. And then his follow-up tweet was like, you got a lot of white privilege, Batman. That was in his same tweet. His follow-up tweet was, I don't care because it makes racist assholes mad. But when she said that thing, when she was like, nobody cares about anybody except these white privileged assholes, I was like, ah! Because it did seem like the whole movie was already written and she was just like, yep.
And then they just saw a tweet online and they're like, you know what? If that did happen, honestly, that's amazing. Like,
but to be fair, though, the whole movie was about class and privilege. So, like, she might as well talk about the black elephant in the room.
The black elephant. I mean, but I don't know how we're talking about DC now. But honestly, Batman, though, the movie or the comic books are about a lot of class issues, right? A lot of the stories are.
That's a privilege. Like, yeah. That's what most crime is about. Most crime is about class and privilege.
And having money, because that's what class and privilege is. So it's like, that's what Batman is. So
like, if you are poor, sometimes the only thing you can afford to do is crime. Which is why Batman is a philanthropist. And people are like, it's not realistic that this billionaire, blah, blah, blah. It's a comic book. First of all, shut up. If there's one good billionaire, I guess it's Bruce Wayne, because it's a comic book. It's not real.
If there's one good billionaire, it's Dolly Parton. So if she shows up, if we see some big titty vigilante out here, we know who it is. You know?
Dolly Parton, is not a billionaire because she gives too much money to charity.
Exactly. See, you can be a good person and have more money than anybody ever needs.
Exactly. And what's funny is she has more money than anybody ever needs, and she's out here actually contributing to society. I just, since we're not talking about Elektra, clearly.
we tried. It started off on the right note. So back on that list, though, Kristen Stewart should have been on that list because she plays the same role and she gets paid a lot of money for it, right?
But what about when she played Princess Diana and she got haunted? George, you told me about that.
I didn't watch that one. Was it good?
Was it either? I don't know. She just told me that she got haunted by Anne Boleyn. And I was like, what sense does that make? That wasn't even the same family. And she's like, no, it wasn't.
Oh my God. I don't know about that. I heard that one was good though, but.
Who told you that?
Who knows? I saw it online.
I don't trust people anymore. The one movie of hers that's actually pretty good, I will say, is The Runaways. And most of that is just Dakota, because Dakota ate that down. Miss Fanning, she always gonna eat.
I heard that one was good. She was also in that one movie with, who's the son? Is it Eugene Levy? Levy? Yeah.
You mean Dan Levy?
Is it Dan? Is he the son?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one Christmas
Dan Levy, movie. Levy.
Levy.
Oh, no, that movie looked terrible.
That movie was great.
I watched like some clips of it and I was like, this is not, maybe it could have been a good actual movie, but for the premise of it to be holiday movie, and it was advertised as like a cute, what's the word? Like misdirection, you know, parents don't know I'm gay. Like, I was like, they advertise this as like a cute movie and I'm watching clips from this and this is not cute. Like, this seems genuinely like a fraught situation to be in. And I can't believe you would bring somebody into this situation. I'm like, how did y'all stay dating after this? Because I have to know just what the end of the movie is. Because if they stayed together, then Kristen Stewart is an idiot.
I don't think so. I think Kristen, I've watched this movie like a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure she like is like, I know my worth and this isn't it type of thing.
Okay, period, queen. As long as it was that, because I was sitting up like, this is pathetic.
It was a really good movie, though. It's a cute movie, and it's fun. It's a Christmas movie, so, you know, I mean,
quality. with the level of drama was in there, you can't put it under the cute. That was the part that made me mad. They people were like, oh, it's just a cute Christmas movie, because that's not cute. No part of that is cute.
It is cute, because Kristen Stewart's not just the only character. You know, everyone else is having their own stories. She's just having a shitty story.
But, I mean, for this to be the base storyline, though, and, like, for the level of dysfunction I saw in these four clips, I was like,
I know what you're
saying. Not giving what a Christmas movie is supposed to have gave. I still didn't watch Single All the Way, though, so, like, I'm fake. That was, like, the one Christmas movie where I was like, okay, I gotta invite some new Christmas into my life, you know. Actually, no, that was a lie, because Christmas in Tune with John Schneider and Reba McEntire, I was like,
period.
Because they understood the Christmas. They knew what Christmas was supposed to have gave.
Okay, well, now that we've gone all over the place.
Sorry, we got way out topic.
I guess final thoughts on Elektra. It was good. Everyone, if you want to watch a shitty movie that's enjoyable, there you go. It's Elektra 2005.
What an excellent way to wrap up. And I guess that's all for this week's episode of True Believers. So thank you all for your support. And we'll see you next week when we read Sarah Vaughan and Layla Del Duca's Image comic Sleepless. And while we have you here, we'd like to say a special thank you to Donnie Kemp, who supports us on every social media platform that we have. We're available on all major streaming platforms, and if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And when that tyrant Andrew is leaning in, lets me have a day off, we'll read some, maybe. And as always, if you want to leave us a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or you can join the Discord that we may start checking.
Right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.